What is up, beautiful people, and welcome to episode 28 of Late with Nate. Now, I was a little bit earlier this month because you guys know that I always I'm late. I managed to make the episode before the end of the month, and I managed to do it within the second week, so you're welcome. But without further ado, let's get into today's episode. Now, earlier you guys heard me talk about different career directions, and that is still in play. What I talked about last month is definitely still what I'm doing, but ultimately this episode, I want to talk about karma. I want to talk about patience. I want to talk about the bigger picture. First off, you do wrong, wrong gonna come to you. It's like a boomerang. I have been in a very rough time in my life, and I thought, man, people do wrong and they get away with it. Nah. You just have to have patience and remember, their justice is not your revenge, or therefore it becomes your problem. With that being said, in short, people who have hurt me are unraveling, and their karma is unfolding before them. And what I would like to say is this: stop overestimating the enemy and stop underestimating yourself. Sometimes darkness can make you feel weak. Sometimes lies can seem like the truth. But things are not always as they seem. And I will never lose my faith or intuition again, because I have seen with patience, staying calm, and maintaining a positive mindset for the most part, you can achieve your goals. Staying out of negative energy may seem like you're walking away, being the bigger person, taking the high road. You may even feel like a punk. But in the end, it may save you from more trouble down the line. Patience is a motherfucker. Patience is one of those things that's like, it's easier said than done. Most people, when they cook food, they're cooking food because they're hungry. And let's say you have to cook something in the oven and it takes 45 minutes to an hour to cook. You don't want to wait an hour to eat that food, but you have to have patience so that it can cook. If you don't have patience and you rush, well, now you're eating a raw, uncooked meal. And that's how life is in a whole, in general. Yeah, you can get a quick fix, but you can take it in your own hands and think you can control the situation. But in the end, you will still have to have patience and wait. Karma, the dirty mistress of the night. Motherfuckers think they get away with shit, and they don't. You think you win, but now you stuck. And it ain't me. You know? It's not me. I'm evolving. I'm climbing. You're falling. We are not the same. You may judge me for my past. You may judge me for my presence. But you do not know my soul. You only know the surface of what you can see. And that, my dear, is why you suffer in silence. Pride is a motherfucker. Don't let it kill you. It can be your best friend or your worst enemy. Depends on how you use it. I refuse to be the darkness that I see. Some others don't feel that way. But never underestimate light. Because light can't stand next to darkness. And darkness can't stand next to light. I will never doubt myself. I know I'm strong. I know I'm intellectual. I know I'm caring. I know I'm a provider. I know I'm a protector. I know how to survive. And I ain't weak. I'm not weak at all. And I'm glad that I went through trials and tribulations to know the difference between my own karma, having patience, and remembering that my revenge is not justice. Again, all things easier said than done. That's why it takes people at different times, at different ages, at different parts of their life. But once you grasp that concept of knowing that you are enough, you don't have to tolerate the BS that you have, and you elevate and you evolve. That is true change. Another thing about karma is you might be able to damage someone, but you cannot destroy them. You may think you have, but really, no. You temporarily delayed them. That's it. Your games, your manipulation, your lies, all of that fails once you know the truth. So be careful to those out there who think they are invincible. You are not. Neither am I. Remember who you really are. Remember that you are anything, if not first and foremost responsible for your happiness. If karma is knocking on your door and you're not happy with what karma gives you, then you should change your actions and how you treat people. Period. Karma doesn't always come to those who are always just doing good and bad things happen. Sometimes karma comes to those who do bad intentionally. And I bet you there's a lot of problems that come with trying to manipulate and feel as if you are superior. You're not gonna win in the end. You may win in the beginning, you may win in the middle, but in the end, you will always fall. Light and dark exist together but separately. Separately as two pieces, but together, not intertwined. Light is a part of dark, and dark is a part of light. But only because they need each other like the sun and the moon. Water and fire need each other to make air. And water and fire also can make earth. If you take lava and you take water, you've made new land. Water and fire can make air and earth. Isn't that beautiful? But it's what you do with those pieces that have them grow simultaneously together. There's a lot of destruction that comes with people who play with karma. And I know you sit there and you think, I won, I got you. And that what it all leads back to. Patience. A lot of times with people all the time doing bad things, it leaves people to feel like they have to take control of their life. They have to make the revenge. They have to find justice. But in actuality, the biggest weapon is patience and letting go. If you can have patience and allow someone to unfold their own karma while also moving on in the process from that situation and bettering your life in a whole, you've already won. And for me, I am truly learning how to let go. And I'm grateful for that. So many people, for so many times, thought I was weak, inadequate, and I am successful, responsible, and most importantly, I know how to survive. I am mortified at how life has its twists and turns. But I am grateful to be learning every day. I'm grateful to wake up every day. I'm grateful to have my family. I'm grateful for my dogs. I'm grateful for my health. I'm grateful for my sense of humor, my charm, my charisma, my big heart. I'm grateful for my stubbornness. I'm grateful for life. And I'm grateful that I'm learning how to live in it. So many people, for so many years, are just here. Not really having a direction, just kind of following. And I just want to say, don't lose yourself in this matrix we call life. Focus on the everyday things and the things that you use every day, whether it be breathing, going jogging, a bagel, going to the mall, your favorite Starbucks drink. Focus on what brings you joy. Focus on the simple things in life, because that is what is going to keep you centered. That is going to keep you level-headed when you are going through the bad part of life that you don't like. But what I've learned is that the most important thing to remember is that you are in control of your happiness. Things, people, food can't make you happy. They will simply become a distraction until you have faced your own fears with yourself. Now, I know what you may be thinking. That's easier said than done. But how many people know they're broken intentionally and they still get in a relationship? I have. I'll admit that. I don't want to be like that. I want to love me, and I mean, I do love me now, but like, I could be more confident. I could put myself out there a little bit more. But the bottom line is, do I want to love another person and be incomplete without them, or do I want to love myself and find another person who adds to my life? Because intentionally, I like the second one better. Don't want to sit here and pretend I'm somebody I'm not. I don't want to sit here and pretend to understand. I'm my own individual, and I'm enough. You're enough. You walk around, you feel less than. For what? Because of other people? Because of other things? Because you saw something on TV? Guess what? The shit on TV isn't even real. Special effects. Graphics. Rope. Tie strings. Green screen. Costumes. Characters. See what I mean? It's important to remember that you are enough. Having patience isn't always just waiting. Having patience is sometimes knowing what you have, finding the positive in what you have, and executing and using it properly. Like, let's say, for example, I gotta wipe my hands. I use one side of the wipe, and I don't use the other side. Am I gonna throw away that entire wipe? Absolutely not. Because there's a complete side that I haven't even used. That is how you gotta be when it comes to having patience. Just because you have a little doesn't mean you might not need a lot. So practice discipline. We talked about karma. We talked about patience. Now what I want to talk about is responsibility. Now, I know we're getting a little heavy, but I want to help somebody out there. If you have visions, if you feel passionate, if you have signs that tell you that you should move in a different direction, if you believe and higher powers, trust your instinct. Trust your instinct. So many times I've gone through my life, I felt like, oh, well, I'm crazy. I don't know what I'm talking about. But it turns out, I was pretty correct about a lot of things. And most importantly, I know that while others tried to detour my judgment, they were actually afraid of me knowing the truth. I just want people to realize that if you are nervous and afraid, it's all a part of life. Sometimes being afraid is a good thing. Sometimes waking you up can actually save your life. You ever felt like you were in this little routine? And for others, the little routine seemed to work. But for you, it's simply just toxic. You feel tired. There's this emptiness. That's for a reason. Trust your instinct. The fact that you overthink is not the problem. The fact that you overthink and haven't found a solution is the problem. I wonder if people are just shells. Like, you get mad that you gotta have this body, or you get mad that you went this way and they went that way. What if we just shells? Just shells trying to exist within a bigger picture. And that's why I just don't understand people. It's the simple things. Love, decency, respect. The morals don't change. They just change how you execute them. They just change how you do, what you do, when you do it. But it doesn't change the value of what is done. And it just kind of baffles me that people can't do the simple things. And yet we have all this technology. So much advanced technology. And yet ignorant to everyday life. I know I'm not the only one that feels this way. To see that there is a bigger picture. There's more than we need to be doing than what we're not doing. And that's being better. I know that sounds kind of vague, but at this point, don't humans know what they need to do? It's the small everyday things that will start big chain reactions. But do people push forward? No. There's so much power and greed. Or would you want to? Now, if our bodies were immortal, they might have a little bit more thought process. But because these shells are temporary, it makes it much more easier to manipulate. I just think people only care about themselves, or better yet, I should say that they only really have a conscience when it's too late. That's why I like being an overthinker. You think of every scenario before you make a decision. It may seem sporadic, but all in all, being wise is a part of life. Trial and error is a part of life. And I'd rather make mistakes to get closer to the solution than make mistakes and be ignorant to the solution. Stop underestimating yourself. Stop overestimating your enemy. People are people. Life and death is the same, and it does not discriminate. Remember to be kind. Remember to be respectful. Remember to elevate yourself. So much time goes by for people who are selfish and manipulative. If you know that you are valuable, why are you settling? If you know that you are successful and you are meant for greatness, why are you settling? If you know that you are light, why are you trying to help darkness? One thing I learned about in life is misery loves company. People will put you down, tear you down, all for it to just literally lead right back to them and their own insecurities about themselves. You don't have to worry about if people don't like you. What you need to worry about is if you like yourself. When you go to bed at night and you go to sleep, are you stressed or are you blessed? Because if you stressed, then you got some lessons. But if you blessed, well, guess what? You guessed it. You in a motherfucking sleep. Because you're tired. Because you're wise and you're woke. Just remember that there is only one you. Yes, people can have twins and triplets and blah 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 blah, but it's only one version of you. He might look similar to you, but he is not you. You are you. stop relying on other people to make you happy and make yourself happy. Stop relying on materialistic things to make you happy. Try to remember that the simple everyday things in life are the things that you are going to miss the most. I hate people that get older and then it's like, oh my God, I'm old. I've got to make it. You know, now you want to do all this stuff and remember and cry. I want to do that for my whole life. So you know that you are in tune. I know it seems much to be that emotional or reflective, but I think that's important. You ever notice how, as an individual, you're not really able to interpret it yourself, whereas you will have to have someone else imitate you? And I could take, let's say, if I had a friend and I could imitate them through how I know they act. But it's also what I have found very difficult to analyze yourself from yourself. And one thing I will say, if you're able to analyze a person, connect, grow, and set boundaries, there's probably someone that's good for you. But boundaries don't exist without structure. Respecting yourself comes first. Before you think about the other person, you have to come first. This isn't a marriage or I've got four kids and blah, 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 blah. No, this is you taking control of everyday life. I don't want to sit here and say that being black is difficult, but what I will say is that we could have a much better life if we only started from within. People in general, I'm not even really speaking on race, I'm just speaking in general, like, people do not have common sense. I mean, the fact that we still have to tell grown-ups to be kind to each other, treat people the way you want to be treated, blah, 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 blah. It's like, give me a break. We still have to tell people, in the middle of a pandemic, give me 6 feet. Wear your mask. Like, what is wrong with people? People claim that they aren't. Some people claim that they aren't that bad of a person when you first meet them, or when you first get to know them, or something like that. And I promise you, It's always a twister. That's a twister. I don't want to be the enemy. I don't want to work on the dark side of things. I want to be free. Being in the light isn't always easy, nor is it fun. But is it necessary? Absolutely. Can it save people's lives, including my own? Absolutely. Does it bring me joy? Absolutely. Do I always want to do it? No. But I'd rather be a good person than an evil person. I say that to say, I'm just going to keep it real. I'm not going to say any names because legally I wouldn't want any issues. But I will speak. I am not afraid of you anymore. I am older. I am wiser. I am complete. You do not control me with fear anymore. I am complete. Being afraid of darkness, being afraid of negative ass people, being afraid of opportunities, being afraid of following your dreams, that will all put you down a spiral. I feel as if some people don't think that karma exists, but I promise you it does. And some people here have done really, really evil things, and they will pay for that. They will pay for the fact that you can't hurt good people intentionally. You can't do that. It's just like, that's what karma is about. When you do it intentionally and don't give a fuck at all. The damage physically, mentally, I just feel like people need to realize how valuable they are. We're all on this time limit. Don't waste your time on negative people. There are people out there that will love you and care for you and truly can be your hero. But first, you must be your own. First, you must fly high in the sky. First, you must believe in yourself before you believe in others. very grateful for the things I went through. Because, oh boy, did I go through some trials and tribulations. Didn't always want to go through them. But I'm glad I made it on the other side. Didn't always think I would, but I'm glad I did. I'm grateful for the fact that I know the truth. I'm grateful that I can see the truth. You ever watched a movie where it was pretty set up to make it look like the enemy was the hero? But ultimately, the enemy is not the enemy. The enemy is the hero. The hero is the enemy. It's all topsy-turvy. And what that's teaching me is things are not always as they seem. Don't judge a book by its cover and follow your instinct. I feel like since the pandemic hit, everybody has really lost this extra bit of connection. Now, I mean, as an introverted person, I already knew, like, I didn't socialize even beforehand. But, like, now I really don't socialize. But I'm learning that there is strength in being on your own, and I like it. But the best thing that I could say is learn from your pain. Don't become it. Don't add to it. Because another rule and thing I've learned is misery loves company. Misery can't stand when somebody happy or they not focused on them. People are so selfless when they want to be. But then there's that, also there's that choice. Who do you want to be? Do you want to be the good guy or the bad guy? You want to be sacrificed or do the sacrificing? It's all about give and take. But what I've learned is not to lose yourself in all of your pain. Because what you think somebody might not be, what you think somebody is getting away with, karma is just setting it in motion. Stop feeling broken when you still need to put your pieces back together. And another thing I was learning about pain is that the only way to be done with it is to go through it. I mean, we can see from the facts that, like, suppressing your energy can cause friction. You can become irritated. You can become not yourself and just in general. And Stop selling yourself short. Be the best you can be. And remember, there's only one you. Remember that it doesn't matter how, when, or how many times somebody tries to replace you. There is only one you. There's only one spectacular human being that exists in your mold. I have got more compliments on my body, my hair, my personality in the past 2 years. And actually the past year than I ever had in my entire life put together. Individuality is very important in maintaining a solid identity. Like I said earlier, stop overestimating your enemy and stop underestimating yourself. Things are not always as they seem. And most importantly, you are in control of your happiness. Happiness is a everyday job, but one of the quickest ways to center yourself is nature, and ultimately just finding the little things in life that bring you joy. Not the overexpensive, doing too much, just every day, I'm really happy I have this type of energy. Start believing in yourself. Don't self-sabotage. A lot of people get guarded. They get broken. They go through enough turmoil and they're just like, okay, enough is enough. Can't take it anymore. I'm not doing it anymore. Ultimately, all you do is shut the world out. It's still there. It still exists. It still wants you to be a part of it. And as fun as social media or just online can be, the best thing in the world is like personal experience. Because then you have ways of coming back, telling your story, embellish it if you will. But ultimately it's to show texture, discipline. Freedom is a part of life. It's a right. It's in the Constitution. But having freedom isn't always racist. And it doesn't always have to do with physicality. Sometimes racist can be ultimately the reason, like racism to me is the reason why people are ignorant. They hear something and they believe it just instantly. I just feel that people are better than this, and we're too smart to be this dumb. Now, with 5 minutes to spare, I just want to close out by saying thank you all for listening. I know that this episode was a little random, kind of all over the place, but I feel like what was said needed to be said. I believe, and everybody who subscribes and listens to me, I thank you dearly. I've been doing this podcast for about 9 months now, and I'm very happy with the results. I am going to close out, but thank you all for listening to me ramble. I know it was kind of all over the place, but I just wanted to reflect on some current events, current things. I will get back to my story times. Just have to change it up a bit. Sometimes I don't do story times as much anymore because I don't want to come off too inauthentic. And I also don't want to be too insensitive to the world around me. But I'm not going to put the war in politics with racism, karma, and patience. That'll be enough for today. But please, if you take anything from this, remember that you are valuable. There's only one person in the world that makes up who you are. So always remember to appreciate yourself. No matter where you go, no matter what you do, remember to love yourself. Remember to have patience and grace. Remember to stand up for yourself, not settling. And also remember when to humble yourself. Remember when to fold. Remember when to walk away. You know? Like, all of these things are crucial in keeping your individuality and your happiness within your own life. Nothing's worse than having to console and complete someone who can't complete themselves. It's not two halves that make a whole. It's two wholes that bring their two worlds together, that make it worthwhile. And with the last 15 seconds, I just want to close out and say peace, love, light, good night.